Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Praise the Lord, beloved friends and family of Jesus Christ. Lord of Zion, World Street is bringing you the Lord from Blog Talk Radio. Today, the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, the 2010 p.m. Eastern Time. And, before we go ahead, I would like to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bring your word to your people and me who love you, that may this word bring peace and liberation among our families and heal our hearts in the name of Jesus. I commit everyone that will listen to this message a healing, a repentance, and a new revelation of your word, that your word never changes. You are a father of honor, and you demand that your word be obeyed. And this day I cause and I declare every soul, every ear that is hearing shall abide in this word, and the word sanctify our hearts and help us to forgive each other so that we may move on in your kingdom, in your name, and await on your return. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Myself, my soul, my will, my mind, O God, my speech unto thee, Holy Father, that you take preeminence of this message and you speak thy word through me. Let my flesh be set apart. Holy Spirit, speak, O God, and minister to your people that are waiting and hearing of you, O Lord Jesus. Let thy word, O God, come forth and bring revelation and healing among us. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry for the break in. Our system broke off for no reason, but the devil is a liar. The kingdom of God will still continue, and the word of God will still be preached in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I am playing this song for us, that the peace of the Lord will be with you as you listen to this music. In Jesus' name, amen.
Talk about his goodness today. Send a lost soul. Go up. Talk about the gospel of the Lord. Talk about his goodness today. Send a lost soul.
The Bible commands us to go out and preach his word. He wants you to know. Command an abortion. You preach it to the young. You preach it to the old one. Oh, preach it to the rich man, to the poor one.
Talk about the gospel of the Lord.
the kingdom of the devil, yeah. And populate the kingdom of God. We are called of compassion, great as commission, to save the lost soul.
Got a lot of trials and tribulation. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
What you gonna do when God call on you?
Everybody say we gonna populate God's kingdom.
Everybody say we gonna populate God's kingdom.
We beg you show love to the lost soul.
We gonna show love to the lost soul.
Ayo, ayo, save the lost soul.
Ayo.
Rumble brother, here we go preaching the word. Preach to everyone in the whole wide world. Preach it to the young and preach it to the old. Preach it to the great, preach it to the small. Preach it in the schools and preach it on the streets. Preach it to the north, south, east and west. Preach it, preach it, say preach it, preach it, come and preach it, preach it.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Praise the Lord. We are back again on Blog Talk Radio, Daughter of Zion World Ministries. And as we began, our line went off. The system broke off, so we had to come in again. And we're bringing you a word entitled, Honor God, Honor Parents, and Parents, Love Your Children. This is the unity of God. This is the will of God that we do this in the name of Jesus. And our main word is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15. And it says that, honor your father and mother so that it may be well with us in the land which the Lord gives us. That is the word. Let me read it. Deuteronomy 5, 16. And it reads, it says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. This message is to all of us, including myself. I am a healing every day. Every day of my life is a healing process. No matter how the situation looks like, no matter how broken you have been from infancy, no matter how bad and ugly it is not your power to dishonor the one who gave birth to you. It is the will of God. It's a commandment. And it's the only commandment the blood of Jesus did not annul. Otherwise, Jesus would not also have honored the Father. In John 8:49, he says that, I honor my Father, and you do not honor me. So it is Jesus is the example. So the blood of Jesus could not or did not annul that commandment. And it's the first commandment with a promise. If we are believers, there are many believers, is to anyone, believer or not, we have so much brokenness and pain in our hearts among the believers, among the churches, and we are not taking care of it. So it's leading us from generation to generation. So if my generation, if for example my own situation, if God did not reveal to me to solve it, his message is coming out because I am out of a bondage. It will become a bondage for you, and before you know, you pass it on to another generation. So it will be like ripples. Another generation will come, and the parents and some children will be the same thing. So it will go on and go on, and it is creating the generation this day have invoked self curses, has invoked curses that we don't even know that it's because of this disobedience. That's why you can have money, you can have all that you have, but there's no peace in you. There's no joy in you. There's so much trouble. You can have all the money you want, but before you know, death is calling on you. You can have all that. Your intelligence cannot beat it. It's the only commandment that Jesus Christ did not annul. The blood of Jesus Christ took every curse of the law. He redeemed us from every curse of the law. But the commandment that Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, which is the Lord says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That is us. Every child of Abraham, every child of God, every believer that fear God must also fear your parents. You cannot say that you fear God and you do not fear. Not that you are fearing your parents, that you have to live with them, or when they do something wrong to you, you have to just swallow it. We have to come back in a day and solve it or settle. So I have a word in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read verse 1 to 4, I believe. Or to fight, whichever the Holy Spirit deemed me to stop. And I read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. If you have a word, you can read yourself. And I'm reading from an NIV Bible. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And he's speaking to the father. He says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And it reads, I'm reading this for anyone who is an employer to a boss or a boss to a subordinate. It says, slaves or servants, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart. Just as you would obey Christ, obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, not men pleasers. So this word speaks for itself without me even explaining. This is the will of the Lord, and is the first commandment with a promise that if we obey, then it will be well with us. We will live in health. We will live in long life, and our soul will find peace. There's a lot of brokenness among our Christian families, among families, Christian and non-Christian altogether, that it is leading on from generation to generation. It's being passed on because the first generation that started the curse did not resolve it. Anything, the blood of Jesus did not annul this. So when we provoke it, or when we have not disobeyed it, or we have this young folk cursing their own mother that gave birth to them from their womb. And remember, I'm a young person. If, for example, I curse my mother, I should know that she's the one who carried me for 9 months. And the law of God, the will and the wisdom of God, which is written in the living book, the Bible, you cannot do that. You, by provoking your mother, or not just provoking, by saying a curse to your mother, or saying a word, for example, I regret you are my mother, people say it, and I'm speaking out of experiences, out of what the Lord has ministered to me. That is why there's no peace in our families today. People are claiming I'm a believer, they are praying 24/7, praying, and there's no results. But there's something that you need revelation. So today, at the end of this day, I am praying to the Lord that the Lord will give revelation of secret things, this kind of deep things, that families will begin to resolve each other, make peace with each other, forgive each other. Even if your father raped you, you have no right, according to this law, to disobey him as a father. Not that you are going to live with him or be whatever, but just tell the Lord to help you to forgive him. Not that you are going to live with him. As I said, it's the most painful abuse in the whole world for a father to rape a daughter if you are a victim. And there are deep things that people can never say before they go to the grave. But I want to encourage you. I'm speaking for so many experiences I've had in my own life, and that the families must come together. If we say we are Christians, we must obey the will of God, do the will of God. I don't live with my father or mother at all, but when I began to get the revelation months back, the Lord began to deal with me to work step by step. And then I told the Lord, it was so hard. I said, God, help me to let my heart go, to let everything go. You say, oh, I'm forgiving them, but then there's still that error of pain in you that you need the hand of the living God to take that heart out so that he will give you a new heart. So if you pray to God to give you a new heart, he'll give you a new heart. So let's fix our families. We have no right, as I said, no matter whatever that the father or a mother has done to you as a child, we have no reason to dishonor them as a father. If you don't respect them or if you are doing any other thing, you can never curse them because they are your mother. They carried you. They gave you the seed, 23 chromosomes each, 46 full DNA. You are the seed of who you are speaking against. So know that whatever they may be wrong, our parents, to be frank, are mostly, if we have to say the truth, they are wrong or they have offended us. They have done things incredible to us. But we don't have to provoke them or invoke self-curses. You say, how can I deal with that? If you are a believer or if you are not even a believer and you know that there's a God who loves, a God who cares. You lay your burdens to him. He will take it. He will show you how to get it, how to deal with your parents. If your mother is doing something that is so wrong, you find somebody, you can go and tell your auntie, find an elder, and tell them, put the situation before them. You don't think that you are a teenager, you have grown, you are claiming your wings so you can stand face to face and give it back to your mother. No, that is why this generation, there's no peace in the generation. The generation has gone waywardness. You can have all the money, and I said, you never have peace in your soul. You do everything you can. You can go to all the school you want, but there's no peace. And so ending up suicide. Suicide here, suicide there, killing each other, doing things that abomination because there's so much curses out of this family issue. So I am praying the Lord will minister to you as I've spoken this word or the word is coming. That the Holy Spirit make this word, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. I read actually to 6, so that we will live in harmony. We will find a way. If you are living apart with your parents, find a way to say, Father, just call them and say, oh, I called to check on you. Hear what they will say. Let them be able, let us reconcile each other. Do not wait till it's too late when maybe you cannot find your mother or your father to say, oh, we should have talked about it before you die, or they will die with a pain or with a curse in their heart. Because parents don't need to open their mouth to curse you. The pain, whatever you do to them, if you are a child of God, or if you think you are grown wings, you are a teenager, you are a youth, you are of your own, so you can say anything to them. And the fact that they do not respond to you is a curse. It's a self-invoked curse. You have invoked it. The word of the Lord gets activated when we do it. This law holds forever and ever. Jesus honored the Father, and so we must honor the Lord Almighty. We must honor those that are above us. We must honor the emperor. No matter how ugly it is, no matter how corrupted they are, don't speak against a president, a king, or anyone. It is the will of God. He said you must give honor to the emperor and pay your tax. So you must do according to it is written. That's why we, the world or this generation, we're trying to change things. We're trying to make it our modern world. And so there's no peace in this world. There's no peace. I think the olden days, all the time, my spirit get back to, I think, maybe the 60s. I'm very young, but when I hear people or the gospel time of the olden days, they were, I think, better off than us. because they feared the Lord. If we have the fear of God, Luke 10:27, if you fear God, if you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your spirit, with all and all, and you love your neighbor as yourself, you have the fear of God in you. Loving God means you love him so much that you fear to err, you fear to dishonor him. So not doing this commandment or not doing this word is a dishonor to God. That is one. First thing, you have dishonored the word of God, and you have you invoke a curse against you. A curse is a curse when it is written that if you do this, this will happen to you, and then you break it. So you don't need God to say, I have cursed you. You don't need the devil to say, I have cursed you. You don't need your parents to say, I have cursed you. But you yourself, the act, the breach of the law, has, at that moment of doing the breach, has activated a curse upon us. So this message, I as I said, the Lord, I don't know why I got this message, but every message I say on this air is for a purpose and for some special people, that there will be healing among our families, our Christian families, our homes, peace within the soul. You gave it to your mother. Oh, you spoke anyhow to her. You did that. She didn't say a word, or probably she spoke back to you. She didn't also have knowledge of what she spoke, but she spoke to you, or you probably exchanged words. Now you are grown, you are away, you have your own, and now your own is dealing with you. So you are passing it on and on and on. Or the curse will affect your child in a negative way. Either you birth a deformed child, or something will happen. Or Satan is ever ready, standing on to take every evil thing to accuse the brethren. That is what he does. So he will look at the word, he knows the word, and he says, the Lord says this. That's why the message plead for us. And we have to ask for repentance. I pray that this message will sanctify and cause us to repent, to learn the will of God. The will of God is that children, youth, every child, in the womb you came out of, you cannot be an error to that womb. If your mother is a witch or a wizard or an occult or whatever they are doing in secret, you are doing. If you want to deal with that part, you can deal with that spiritually. If you're a believer, you think your mother is a witch, or you have been revealed to you, your mother is a witch, you deal with a spirit, but you don't come physical with your mom because she will curse you. Or whatever action you take on the parent will be a curse against your own life. So I'm speaking to this generation, my generation of unforgiveness. We think that we have all that we have, so we can just say anything out of our mouth, freedom of speech, speaking all that, and then we are invoking curses upon our own life. It is the will of God, and I don't care whatever the situation is. If I am able to come out of my own situation through prayer and revelation and the power of God, the grace of God, you as a human being who believe in Christ will also be able to come out of your own. So do not say there's something impossible or whatever the situation may be. My word may be foolish to you, but if you can only meditate on this word again in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 6, it will help you, it will bless you, and you will be healed. You are living in pain. You are living in it because the resentment, the pain still is eating you up. It's eating you up. The heart is still bound in that pain. So if you want healing and freedom so that you can move to the next generation, create your own family in a healthy way that your children will not also grow up and give it to you, because it will become the law of karma. What you do will bounce back to you. So let's watch this. It is the will of God. It is the will of God. I have been dealing with this for a long time. This message came and I wrote it down for a long time, but I never preached it. But I have words that it's when the Lord says I should preach it that I preach. So I want to use myself as a point of contact for you. If you have that brokenness, if you have that no peace and no unity among your family, I'm encouraging you from Daughter of Zion that if somebody has been able to do it and moved on and settle with their family, you will be able to do it. And the word also speaks to our parents. He said, fathers, that's our fathers and mothers, do not exasperate your children. He said, bring us up in a way. So what is it that a father, fathers need to also raise us up in the fear of God? They have to also fear God to be fathers, not to abuse us, not to molest us, not to rape us. That is not the will of God. You are causing the child, you are causing the youth, you are causing your children to be an error or to do things that will become curses upon us, because a child is a child and the youth is a youth. Our brain, growing up, you don't know what you are doing, but you are doing it. And at the end of the day, until revelation come upon you, you are cursed because you have invoked a curse upon your own self. Fathers have provoked children to invoke curses upon us. And let, as children, I'm speaking to the youth or the children and our generation, if a parent, you can be old, you still have a parent you never forgive or you had an issue with. Right now, even as I'm speaking, you can be 40, you can be whatever age, but you have a mother or a father that you have an issue with. You have to deal with it because it won't go away. Let God be the judge of all. Let God be the final. Let God deal with your parents. You have no right to be the judge of God. You cannot work for God. You cannot be in his seat for him. Never. It can never happen. So what if a parent or a father, for example, if a father molests a child, no matter, well, the law, legal, earthly, legal organizations will take him on, but it is not for you to take it upon yourself. God will also deal with that father or mother that molested you. That is what I'm trying to say. So don't try to get in the seat of Jesus Christ or in the seat of God to try to be the judge and then speak something that you also be cursed, because it is written. Anything written is written. This law is the promise. It says it's the only commandment with a promise, and it is the only commandment that Jesus Christ did not annul. The blood of Jesus Christ on the cross did not annul this word. Otherwise, Jesus Christ wouldn't have, there would be no need for him to honor the Father. But he says that I honor my Father. He honored the Father to the grave, to the cross. So we as human mortal, share mortal, have to obey and be abiding citizens of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That is, we must honor our father and fathers. Yes, let us fear God. Parents, fear God, and do not do something that is abomination to the children, that they will also err. So if we are all erring on each other, and it's terrible what families are becoming today. You are invoking curses upon the children are invoking curses upon themselves, and then families, no peace. Tomorrow divorce, tomorrow a child go out and kill somebody, a youth go out and rip somebody. It's terrible. So if we want to really get peace, we must remember that there's a law we are breaking. We are breaking. This is the reason for so many families that are not at peace, that have moved on, have all the finances, have all the wealth, have all the education and knowledge, have all the opportunities, but then their soul cannot rest at night. They can't sleep. They are depressed. They don't know what it is, but they are facing earthly judgment. It is a curse. It is a curse. So if you are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, I'm encouraging you that you can do it. You can forgive. You can forgive that mother, you can forgive that father. And fathers, you have to also lead us as your children with love, as God loves you. God is the head of Jesus. Jesus is the head of you. You are a parent. If you give birth to a child, you must be the father with the example of the Lord, who is God of all and the father of all. Loving kindness. Let it be in your heart and put the fear of God in you, that you not do something to the children that will let them, send them on the street wayward, let them run out of the house, hawking and stealing and getting into jail. So many parents have caused this issue. And then at the end of the day, we are blaming each other. It's because there's lacking the fear of God, because they have not caught the revelation of the gospel. They call themselves Christians. They go to church 24/7, and yet their eyes are so blind, they cannot see the truth. So the truth is that the law and the blood of Jesus did not annul obedience to our father or to our mother. Neither did he say parents to molest our children. Neither did he say we should dishonor God, because that is an impossible word. You cannot. He says, honor God, honor your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. So love God with all your heart. You will not have. So the blood of Jesus has redeemed and annulled every law except this one. This one is not annulled. This is holding, because otherwise, as I said earlier, Jesus Christ wouldn't have. There wouldn't be no need to honor the Father. And honor to every father or everyone who is ahead of you. And I read down to verse 5. It says, slaves, obey your earthly masters. This is put here. If you are working for somebody, if you are taking care of somebody's business, don't think that it is not your business, so you are going to run the business anyhow. If you are under a governance, somebody is leading you. You may not like the person, but don't do anything that you think you get away with. Anything you are sowing is what you reap. It is written. It is written. It is written. Nothing can change the word. That's why there's no peace. There's no peace in this world, especially this generation. A lot of people in this generation don't have any inner peace. That's why somebody, oh, we see him, he's so rich, oh, he committed suicide. Why? Because there's no peace in them. They have invoked themselves on their own curse. And think, let me make money, I'll be fine without you, No, it doesn't work that way. The law of the Lord, this law to say that you must honor your father and your mother, and that you may live long, that it may be well with you. So if we want to our life to be well, not financially, but our spirit to live in peace, going to bed and being able to sleep, knowing the answers to your problem, obeying and abiding in the will of God, walking and living in peace and harmony with your neighbors and your community, we have to remember that this law still holds. The law that says that we must honor our father and our mother. If the blood of Jesus annulled this, then we will not also honor God. But the honor to God is a must and is a key. If you honor God, you fear your parents. And if parents, if we fear God and honor God, you will raise the children in the fear of God and in the will of God, not to do things that are abomination before the Lord and to provoke the children to be error. Don't provoke the children to become a curse. So this is a lot of pieces I'm trying to put together that the Lord has ministered to me. I said months back that I didn't preach it, and I felt in my spirit to say this message because it's for some people at this right time. So if you are listening and you have a friend, talk to somebody. Let this be a gospel. Preach to somebody. Tell somebody. Let them know this word still holds. And we have invoked a lot of self-curses upon ourselves by disobeying this law of the Lord that we must honor our father and mother. We must honor God, honor our father, and then parents. We must not provoke the children to be error. This is the will of God, to live in peace, the peace of Christ, to be in unity of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live among us. If your child is going bad, you correct us. It says, spare the rod and spoil the child. But that doesn't mean you should abuse the child in an ungodly way or in an abominable way. That is not the will of God. And then we are the offense side, or we who have been victims, then you will not know that what you are reacting to is in turn bringing curses. And so many are living in curses until revelation come upon you. So if you are listening to me, I encourage you this, the revelation coming to you from Daughter of Zion World Ministry. My life is a testimony, and I believe that if somebody has done it, you can do it. You can heal. You can forgive. You can find your that parent or mother in the nursing home, wherever they are. Try. Call them. Make peace with them. Then let them not go to the grave with that. You can be youth. You can be a mother or also very old. If your parents are alive and you have that error between you and you are not seeing and searching, you are really searching, but you are not finding any peace coming from anywhere. You're finding no answer. You're going to all the church and the prayer meeting, but you're finding no answers. Go and make peace to that father of yours. Go and make peace. It is. He says, not that you are going to live with him or that he will take care of you. You may not need anything from them, but that little honor the one you came from their body. You are their seed. So whatever they speak will go against you. That is it is the law, and it is written. And it holds forever and ever. It is an honor. So he didn't say go and eat with them or go and drink with them or go and sleep in your house or go and beg them. You don't need me. Yes, you don't need them, da-da-da. You can say all that. But make peace that whatever you have said against them, ask God, repent and renounce it, that the Lord will also forgive you and the Lord will release you from the imprisonment of no peace. You are having no peace. It's an imprisonment. It's a curse. So let's find our way and honor them, mother. Oh, this and this, or you can meet them, arrange, meet them, find someone who can just talk, tell my mother that I'm very sorry. Pass it through an auntie, pass it through somebody who your mother love or fear, pass it through a pastor, pass it through somebody, an elderly, so that that peace will be done on this earth before any calamity happen to any of you. It could be you. You don't want to pass away from this earth with this curse upon you. It will be held against you. And if you obey this law of the Lord, you will live in peace. You will live in long life. You will live in good health. So many the curses are so much and expanded that it attacks the children. It attacks your child that who is innocent. You have done something and your children are paying for it. The Lord is living ever potent. The written word of Jehovah never ceases. But this particular law, the blood of Jesus Christ did not annul it. And I have said again, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. This law holds. It is holding. It's holding that we must honor our Father. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8, he says, listen to your father, my son. He says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. That's the word, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. That is the word of God. And then Ephesians 6, verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Amen. Yes, so that's if we want to live long and in peace within our soul, and our upcoming generation, family, our own settlement, if we want to settle well in our future, it is not a land the Lord is giving us, but our own future generation, our own future settlement. If we want to have peace in our marriages when we grow up or when we leave or get away to settle on our own, then we must do this so that it will go well with us, so that everything we do will prosper. Our children will prosper. Our children will not bear the consequences of our sins. So the word has come, and I believe this word will bring healing, and it will restore so many pieces. It will bring understanding. The word came from Deuteronomy, that's our title, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And I read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. If you are working for somebody, don't think that you are corrupting that person, because whatever you sow, you reap it. Don't do lip service. If you are lying to your boss, know that you are not lying to your boss. You are lying to God, and it's a sin. So if you are cursing your kin or somebody who is in charge of you in a land, you are cursing yourself. It is the law of the Lord that you must obey the emperor. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God. Anna is one word that we can't take it away. We can't do without. And that is why this generation is breaking apart. It's falling apart every day, every day, every day. It is terrible. And I pray, oh Lord, I want to use this opportunity to pray that the Lord may restore all of us that have been victims. You or your story may be right. You may be on the good side. Maybe you were on the offense side. Yes, maybe your parents were wrong. They were wrong. Yes, let that judgment be with Jehovah. Let it be with God. Let him be the judge. Let not yourself, do not put your shoes in the shoe of God and be a judge and provoke curses upon yourself and your future children. So what is the land that the Lord is giving you? When you read Deuteronomy 6, chapter 5, 16, it says, so that it may be well with the land, with you in the land the Lord is giving you. Now, there's no land the Lord is giving you. It is your life to live in the future. So don't think that you are a youth, you are in college, or you are have your own apartment, you are that. So you can speak anyhow to your elderly, you can speak anyhow to your father or to your mother, no matter what it is. If you want a vengeance, vengeance belongs to God. If they have offended you and you truly know that it is wrong, if you have a pastor, talk to them. Go and cry to them and let them resolve the matter peacefully. And let judgment be with God. And let God avenge. You have no right. We have no right to be in the seat of God. We can never be in the seat of God. Not at all. So let's leave judgment and vengeance to the Lord. And let the Lord, who is all righteous God, all holy and all honorable Father, let him deal with that parent who has offended you. But you or we must be able to obey that word, honor your father, because he gave birth to you, period. Honor that person who brought you forth to this earth. It's the same way that if you do, it will continue in your generation. Make amendments, make peace, fix the brokenness. Let's begin to fix our families in unity, in love, forgiveness. Let's mend the family, families that are broken. I pray for you. I pray that the Lord will give you a vision, a revelation, that this word is coming to sanctify you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord heal that heart. May the Lord take out that heart that is unable to forgive, that is finding it so difficult to forgive. May the Lord take out that heart. May the Lord change you. Ask the Lord wherever you are. Ask the Lord. He is able to take out that staunch heart, that painful heart, that heart that you feel as if they have put a knife in your heart. That is so painful that the matter still holds to today. You may be very old, but that issue that happened in your childhood or that happened as a youth in your life, that you responded in a negative way, is probably eating you up and your own new family. So I ask of you, I am begging of you, remember that the word of the Lord holds. It is written, it is written. Make way and find peace. Look for them, greet them, and tell the Lord you have forgiven them. Be able to forgive them. Not, it don't leave your mind, but be able to forgive them. That is the peace of the Lord, and that it may be well with you and your own family in the future or in the now. So the Lord be with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord comfort you. Jesus came to banish the brokenheartedness. Anyone whose heart is broken, as you listen to me, I pray in the name of Jesus and to the God that has healed my life, that has restored me from disgrace to grace, that he will touch your heart and give you a new heart. That the Lord, who loves everyone equally, who do not, he do not despise anyone, he said, come to me and I'll give you rest. Come to the cross. Go to the cross on your knees. Call on the name of Jesus and you'll find rest. You'll find that he will take that burden out of your heart. That pain, that abuse, that thing they did to you, whatever it is, Jesus is able to touch your heart with a new heart. He will give you his spirit. He will breathe upon you. That is a living, I'm just using myself as a testimony. That is the prayer you must pray, that the Lord will lead you and the Lord will guide you to get out of that imprisonment. It is an imprisonment that you are not finding peace in yourself because of an act that happened, which is seriously or probably wasn't your fault, but you acted because you thought you were right. But you are not right to dishonor your parents. And parents, you are not right to abuse the children do ungodly acts against the children. You correct the children, but you will not do things that are not in the will of God, so that you are causing and provoking the children to become error. Let's fix our generation from parents to children, from children to parents. Let's fix our generation. Let's pray for families. I pray, O Lord, that you touch families that are broken like this. You touch families, every family that need peace, that they are okay, but they can't find peace. They are searching, O God. They are searching. They are searching. Their spirit are desperate. They want to commit suicide. My Lord, may you intervene, O God, in the life of such families. May you let this word sanctify hearts and cause repentance, O Lord. May you bring your healing among the families. Move in your family, your church, oh God. People that dress up to church every day, and yet the deep their deeper inner spirit is having no peace. They have no peace. They have no peace, oh Lord. May you have mercy. Oh Lord of hosts, have mercy and help us. Help us to be obedient to you. Help us to forgive each other. Your grace, you said, is sufficient for us. It is difficult, Lord, to let go, but you are able to give us the grace to forgive. You are able, oh Lord Jesus. Let thy spirit, oh God, let the spirit of Christ be breathed upon you, my beloved listening. May the spirit of Jesus Christ be breathed upon you, listening. In the name of Jesus, if you are a victim of error, if you are a victim, you are in a situation you don't even know the end or the beginning, look back. Let the spirit take you back and remind you and reveal to you what it is. It may be because of this kind of disobedience. It may be because of a relationship or wrong or sour relationship between us and our parents, and between parents and our children, that they have sighed and it's following you. Let the Lord touch you. Allow yourself. Allow yourself. Let the Spirit touch you. Let the Holy Spirit touch you. Let the Holy Spirit touch and heal the heart, that torment. You can be a prophet or whatever you are, but you're still having a bitterness. You're still having that forgiveness. You think you are on top of the world, but that thing is not gone. It's not broken. That curse is not broken. So if you want to live long and let it be well with you and your children and see peace in your children or in your next generation, you have to make peace and make amendments. Let the Lord give you a spirit of forgiveness. Let the Holy Spirit breathe upon you so that you may be able to let go of this resentment and this pain, that you be healed completely in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, the blood that heals, the blood that restores. I declare restoration among families in the name of Jesus. I declare restoration upon children that are hawking on the street because of the family, oh, because of the homes they are coming from, because they have to run away from that father that is so scary, because from that mother that has scared their life out. They are looking for help, but they can't find. They are looking for help and restoration. They are looking for answers. So they end up in drugs. Oh, Lord, may you have mercy. May you have mercy, oh, Lord God. Restore your children. The chosen generation are born, you have said. The chosen generation are born to your will, to your name, my God. May you heal us. May you restore us. May you bring us back to your cross. May you reveal yourself to us. Reveal yourself to the children on the street. Reveal yourself to the children on the street, looking for answers, looking for someone to lean on. They are not finding anyone, so they end up in wrongdoing. They end up in the jails, oh Lord. May you have mercy. Arise, oh Lord. Arise. Arise and restore us. Arise, hear my prayer, oh Lord. Let the word of God manifest itself upon your life. Let it bring healing. Allow your soul. Let go. Let go that evil, wicked resentment, that unforgiving heart. Let go that pain. Let go. If you want to give it to Jesus, he will take you. If you are willing, he will heal you. If you are willing to give to him, he will take it. The burden, he will take it. The answer, he will give to you, my brethren. He will give to you. He has done it before. He has done it in my own life. He will do it for you. He will do it for you, and you will testify that Jehovah is still alive. Jesus Christ is still alive. And everything in your life will come to life, because he's ever living, ever present, ever forgiving, ever willing to take that burden, ever willing to restore you back to where he meant for you, ever willing to put you on your own rightful destiny, ever willing to walk with you as a daughter, as a son, as a loving father. Forgive. And you'll be forgiven. Forgive, and you're forgiven. Said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we don't forgive, we cannot stand before God. You can preach. You may be a preacher. You may be whatever. But if we don't cut that revelation and think we have the calling, you are maybe called, but you will never be chosen. And you'll be so surprised that you go to heaven. Heaven will look at you, and you'll be in hell. Let's forgive. Let's forgive and fix our families. Let's forgive and fix ourselves. Let's forgive and be able to hug ourselves. Let go and let God in. He's knocking at the door. He's knocking. A son, give to me. I'll take it. I'll heal you. It is the will of God that we may honor God, we may honor our parents,
and parents, it is the will of God that you raise the children up in the will of God, in the fear of God. But do not do abominations to the children, to cause the children to err and to error and to become a curse in their own generation. A lot of parents do not say the children are wrong. Yes, parents could be so wrong, but it's still the written that we must honor them. They brought us forth. So let's forgive each other. Let's look at the cross. And because of the cross, let's forgive. Let's forgive. Let go. Let us all let go and join hands in the unity of Christ because of Christ. Look up to the cross and you'll be able to forgive that parent. And parents, look up to the cross and you'll be able to forgive your children. Whatever you said against them, revoke it. Renounce it. Repent of it. For it is eating the children. It is eating our youth. It is eating the generation. You know it and you see it all around. Do not take the life of the children away from them. Give them their own life. For it is the will of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord manifest this word again to you. May you be blessed forever. This has been Ruth Nabia from Daughter of Zion World Ministries. You can visit us on dzwm.org. We are a foundation and a ministry of Jesus Christ for the chosen generation. The Lord bless you and the Lord unite you as you have listened. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Shalom.
Jesus is Lord. Ramo Kotoli Hantalabashaya.